My name is Mike Marino. I live here in Holderness. And before I talk about the Speakers Bureau, I'd just like to mention that we have a little bit of good news today from our Grafton County Commissioner, Omer Ahern. He told me that the New Hampshire State Grange, which consists of 75 Grange units and over 2,000 members, passed a resolution this weekend, and I'm going to quote it, "Be it resolved that the New Hampshire State Grange takes his stand against the Northern Pass Project." I also spoke to Jeannie Forrester, our state senator, today, and she said that she wasn't able to make the meeting, but she wanted me to pass on two things. One, she's working on information. It's about the people in Franklin got some unethical mailings from public service in New Hampshire. At the same time, the threat of using eminent domain, as Will explained, up in the North Country is being done, like he said, with a hammer in one hand and a paycheck or check in the other hand. She's concerned about this, and she has scheduled meetings with the Attorney General's office and with our governor. So that's scheduled to talk about those and what to do about them. She also said that today she spoke to the Public Utility Commission and complained about these unethical practices. They told her that anyone who is treated like that, they should immediately write something, a complaint to the Public Utility Commissioner. Okay, now a little bit about the Speakers Bureau. A couple of months ago, I ran into Will one day, I don't know if you remember Will, on the street, and I said, you know, Will, you got a big task here. We have a million people, and you're only a couple of people, a small organization, and we got people that are affected who I think should want to go out and help fight this issue. So he said, you know, it's a good idea. So my wife and I started talking more. We have time. We're retired. We spoke to Bob. We spoke to some of our neighbors, and we said, let's get out there and speak to organizations. So we started with the Rotary Clubs. Okay, but first I want to just thank a few people that have, I can't see, my wife made this real large, but I can't see the writing on it. I want to thank a few people that have been out with me and have on their own also and have been speaking. It's my wife, Leanne, it's Bob Tuveson, it's Omer Ahern, George Wright, Tom Mullen, Neil Irvin, Kelly Monahan, Jim Dennis, Peter Martin, and Woody Laverack. And I got to tell you real quick about Kelly Monahan. She is the Grafton County Register of Deeds. So one day she said, you know, we're going to help. And I said, well, you meet me. We're doing a Rotary meeting in, got to get this right, Lebanon is how you pronounce it, right? Mm-hmm. Lebanon. So I said, that's early in the morning, but she lived over that area. So it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I drove over from Holderness. I said, geez, I've been up since 5. I'm pretty tough. I got over there, fog, everything. She's in the parking lot, and she's trying to put her jewelry on and stuff, right? I said, but you live so close. She says, I had to get up at 4 o'clock. I was over in North Conway at a conference the night before. So I got beat by a woman again. Okay, the Speakers Bureau to date, we have been to 8 Rotaries, 3 Tea Party groups, 2 Republican committees, and 1 Democrat committee. We've been to Concord, Belmont, Charlestown, Lebanon, Woodstock, Lincoln, Moultonboro, Nashua, Pittsfield, Tilton, Enfield, and Rye, and we have 5 more scheduled, and we're working on a lot more. We intend to do this until this project goes away. The one thing... There's a couple of things when we speak. We speak that we say, look, we're against it as proposed because we don't believe it's good for New Hampshire, but we think we have an alternate, we have a solution to this thing. And that's, as Will said, it's burying the cables. I want to give you a little bit of information, and I'm going to be reading it from Hydro-Quebec's own literature. This is published back 6 years ago at a conference they had. Their company is burying this cable all over the world. They're burying it in New York now. It's being projected to be buried in Maine. High voltage DC was invented in 1999 in Sweden with the ability to be directly buried. Prior to that, it had to go on towers or it had to be encased in oil. In 1999, they came out with a process of polymers, special plastics, that enable this cable to be safely buried 3 feet in the ground. And they're doing it large lengths all over the world. They say, and I'm going to quote them, virtually no visual impacts. Installation techniques are very simple. High voltage DC underground cables have no electrical fields. Efficient use of existing right-of-ways, roads, pipelines, railroads, etc. Advanced underground high voltage DC costs are declining. Overhead high voltage AC costs are increasing. The advantage of this is so simple. You put it in a bed of 93 or a railroad bed, state owned or in the street anywhere. It's easy. They have machines that can do it, especially in our softened highways. The problem is, everyone says, well, why won't they do that? When they get asked that question, they say, well, it's not in our proposal, or it's too expensive. It's not too expensive if they do it right. If they do it on our right-of-ways that they own, it could be expensive, but not too expensive. It could be expensive because there's rocks and there's granite to cut through. If they do it in our softened highways, it's easy to do. It's cost-effective. The problem is they don't want to do it because if they use our right-of-ways, they get $68 million a year. $68 million a year to use right-of-ways that they bought in the 1930s through the 1950s. Give up the $68 million, put it in the highways, give some of that money to the state of New Hampshire. We got better ways to spend it than they do.